This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy has his hands on your wallet again, but he doesn't want to leave any fingerprints. Help me nab him today as we face off. Ted, you just cast a vote to sock the American taxpayer with $137 billion in taxes during the next 4 years. It was your Democrat budget, and when your leadership said tax, you said how much. But then you tried to cover up your tracks. You voted for the Dole resolution that put the Senate on record against using our new tax reform bill for tax increases. Ted, our listeners are too smart for that scam. You can't break their backs with one big tax vote and then pretend you're helping them with the next. When the chips were down, you let the American people down. The cover-up won't work, Ted. You're stuck in this tax scam.
No cover-up and no scam either, Bob. Increases in the income tax won't fly, and everybody knows that. We couldn't have reduced tax rates last year and enacted tax reform without opposing income tax increases this year. Congress will live up to that commitment. Incidentally, tax reform was a Democratic idea that even President Reagan endorsed and signed, leaving you high and dry. Spout your right-wing, anti-tax rhetoric all you want, Bob. It won't change your spots. Jack Kemp's label sticks. He calls you the tax collector for the welfare state, Mr. Tax and Spend of the Republican Party. Because of the world-record $98 billion tax increase you pushed through in 1982. And you're still at it today, Bob, calling on President Reagan to negotiate with Congress on raising excise taxes. You're doing the right thing, Bob, but it's not winning you any friends on the right wing. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Supreme Court's decision on race and the death penalty. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.